Spread. Good morning, children. Do y'all want to spread out just a little bit? There you go. Well, it's exciting to teach you all again. It's been a long time. I've been teaching third graders in Chicago every Wednesday evening, and they are a very different crowd. They are inner city children, and I just realized there's a lot I need to learn about inner city culture life. Well, this morning, I'd like to share with you something that I've been thinking about for at least weeks, if not months, as my children grow up and I see other people. I realize that there's some good lessons that I can learn from observing other people. I would like to have two volunteers. All right. Why don't Cameron and Micah? We'll have to pick you maybe another time. All right. So come over here. And I'd like to ask you, let's see, who of you wants to be a guide? You want to be a guide, Cameron? Micah, do you trust Cameron? If you were to hold your hand and y'all walk around here, would you trust him to lead you, right? You would? Okay. Just a minute. I'll give you just a second here. I'm going to tie this on. Don't worry, it's a clean handkerchief. You did trust him, right, Micah? All right, that's good. I'm glad you did. All right, so you might want to hold hands. All right, Cameron, can you take Micah just around the church a little bit? You think this is going to work well? Okay, I think maybe I put the blindfold on the wrong person. Don't you think so, Micah? Yeah, I think so. All right. Okay, do you still trust Cameron? You do? Do you trust him a little more than you did 2 seconds ago? You do? All right. You hold hands. All right, just march around the church real quick. Come on through. How many of you would trust Cameron with the blindfold on? Anybody? Any takers? Wow. Y'all are going pretty quick. How are you feeling, Micah? You look pretty confident. Good. Wow, good job. Okay, y'all can sit down. I've realized that in life, sometimes we have people in charge of us, whether that's our parents, whether that's an employee, like your boss, people in the church, and at your age, it can be a variety of adults as well. But there's a three-letter word that I often hear when somebody says to do something. And I'm beginning to hear it a lot in my house. Does anybody want to guess what that three-letter word is? I'm not sure how many of you know how to spell. It's a good guess. Should be.
Why?
You got it. Why? Let's pretend Micah's got a blindfold on, and instead of Cameron and Micah holding hands, Cameron's going to tell Micah how to walk around the church. So Micah's here, blindfolded. Cameron can see, right? And so Cameron says, Micah, take 10 steps forward. Micah takes 5 steps forward. Cameron says, all right, keep going. He says, why? I want to go left. Or, I don't feel like it. Do any of you say those things? Is that a good response, you think? Do you know that sometimes adults do that too? Now, nobody that I know walks around with a blindfold. I don't go to work with a blindfold and have my bosses tell me what to do, right? I can see, or I think I see, but sometimes situations happen where somebody tells me to do something and I'm left with the choice. I can say, sure, or I can go, why? Sometimes it's hard to know who has the blindfold, and that comes with discernment. But at your age, it's better to assume that you have the blindfold on instead of the person giving you instruction. I know you don't realize it probably, but as children, in many ways, you're living life with a blindfold on. You can't really see ahead. And your parents can see. So when they tell you to do something, it's because they see and you don't. So when you say, why? What you're saying is the person telling you what to do has the blindfold and you don't. Is that a good response? Well, this all came because I thought of a Bible story I was reading, and there were a couple people I realized that had blindfolds on, and they had to know whether to trust the instruction that they were given. There was once a prophet in the land of Israel who saw everybody worshiping idols. Is that a good thing to worship idols? No, it's not a good thing at all. And he was a prophet, which meant that he had the job of telling people about God. And people weren't listening. And so he prayed that God would send a curse on Israel. Now, in the book of Deuteronomy, God had said that if the people would serve idols, God would not send rain on the earth. And so he said, Lord, would you fulfill this promise? The people are serving other idols, other gods than you, so would you not send rain on the earth? Does anybody know the name of this prophet? Who prayed that it wouldn't rain on the earth and it didn't rain? I'll give you a hint. It starts with E. His name starts with the letter E. E. Lie. Elijah. There you go. It's Elijah. So he prayed that it wouldn't rain on the earth. Now, the thing about praying such a prayer, that means that things aren't going to grow, right? There's going to be less water, and farms just aren't going to produce. And if there's no rain, that means your rivers and everything are going to dry up, right? So when he prayed that, meant that he also was going to have a hard time getting food, right? Now, after this, people didn't like it, and so they wanted to kill him. You think people were happy with him for praying such a prayer? And it not raining? That's pretty bad, right? And so Elijah was praying to God, and God told him to go to a certain creek. Now, Elijah could have said, Lord, if I go there, sure, I can drink water for a while, but how am I going to eat? But Elijah didn't ask that question that we know of. Instead, he went down to the creek, this brook, and God fed him. Do you know what God fed him with? Yeah, how? What were the messengers? Ravens, yeah? Isn't that amazing? You think they fed him breakfast, lunch, and dinner? You see in the sky all these birds coming. He's like, there's my meal. There's my delivery. You know, we talk about drone service here. That's been done already through ravens. So God sent ravens to go feed Elijah. But over time, that brook dried up. No water, and so he had to go somewhere else. And God told him to go to a certain city, and that a widow was going to feed him. Now, this city was not actually in the land of Israel. So he had to go to a nation that was basically an enemy nation. And he had to trust God that God was going to provide for him. And so Elijah went. And as he went to the city, he saw this widow. Do you know what a widow is? Does anybody know what a widow is? Yeah, exactly. So her husband had died, and she had one son. And she was out collecting sticks, and Elijah came to her, and he said, "Could I please have a drink of water?" And she said, "Sure." So she was going to go get a drink of water. And then he said, "Oh, bring me a piece of bread too." And she told him, he said, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, I don't have any food in the house, but just a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil. I'm out here collecting sticks so I can make a little loaf of bread and cook that bread. And once I and my son eat it, we're going to starve. We don't have any other food." What did Elijah say in that? He said, "Okay, it's fine. Go ahead and do that. But first, make me a loaf of bread." What do you think the widow woman thought?
There's gonna be none left.
There's not going to be any left. Exactly. Now, Elijah knew what was going to happen, but the widow woman had to trust Elijah. She was the one, right, that had the blindfold on. She couldn't see. She had to trust what Elijah said. But Elijah told her that God would provide for her, and that the flour bin wouldn't go empty, and the oil jar she used would never go dry. So she went home and she made that little meal for Elijah. And guess what? There's still flour left over. There's still oil left over. So Elijah lived with this widow and the child for 3 years. They ate out of that little bit of oil and a little bit of flour. If that widow woman had not trusted Elijah and said, "I don't believe you," you think she would have starved? Probably so. There's many situations that we run across where our life depends in a real way on obedience. We were in Chicago, a very big city, and we're teaching our children to stop immediately when we tell them to. Anybody know why we would do that? Why would we say stop and have them stop right away? How many of you know what a sidewalk is? Yeah, there's sidewalks all over in the city. In Maine, it seems like we don't have as many. But in Chicago, there's sidewalks everywhere. And there's roads, and there's crosswalks, and there's stop signs, and there's red lights everywhere. If I tell my children, stop, and they don't, what will likely happen? Well, that's the good end of the deal right there. Yeah, exactly. They get hit by a car. So it's very important that they stop right away. And there are other times too where, if I don't say, if I tell them do something immediately, move or whatever, down in Kentucky we have poisonous snakes. So if I tell my son, nope. Like, he likes to play with snakes. Anybody here like to play snakes? So we go visit my folks, and he finds a snake to play with. He can't just go play with it. I need to make sure it's the right kind of snake to play with, right? But those types of things, thankfully, we don't have very many life and death situations where we have to obey or suffer severe consequences. It always starts with the little things, right? Clean your room, make your bed, wash the dishes, sweep the floor. Starting young and learning how to not have the why is really important, because as you get older, you start realizing and understanding more things. We grow in knowledge, and we start seeing where sometimes people ask us to do things that doesn't necessarily make sense. But learning to just trust what we are given from trustworthy people, like, elders in the church, our parents still, our bosses once we're working, will definitely help us to make the right choices in life. Do any of you have questions? Somebody want to tell me what this story, what this lesson was about?
Obedience.
Obedience. Just a little bit beyond that. Trusting. Yeah.
And obeying.
Yeah, exactly. We need to remember sometimes. Remember the blindfold example. If somebody asks you to do something that doesn't necessarily make sense, try to think that maybe you have the blindfold on and you don't know why, but somebody else sees clearly and can give you instruction that that actually does make sense. Anyway, I hope you can remember the story of Elijah and the widow woman. Elijah had to trust God. I remember I said there were two people that had to trust. Elijah had to trust God that God was going to prepare, provide for him. And the widow woman also had to trust that what Elijah said was true. All right, you may go back to your seats.